715-712-3456. That's 715-712-3456. Crockett Septic, where the trucks smell like sweet cherry pie, because nobody wants to smell the other stuff.
La Taqueria in Wisconsin Rapids teams up with the Wisconsin Rapids River Kings. Experience fast, casual Mexican street food with a great family atmosphere and tasty Mexican treats. Tacos, micheladas, quesadillas, or burritos. La Taqueria and the Wisconsin Rapids River Kings, always aiming for the goal.
Saddle up, buckaroos. It's time to start the cattle drive with Trail Tunes, the new cowboy, western, and south of the border show on Wiscountry 105.5 WIRI. Every Thursday from 7 to 8 p.m., join me, Gene, Roy, Tex, and Rex with songs of lonesome cowboys, wicked rustlers, and sighing senoritas. From the sons of the pioneers to riders in the sky, Trail Tunes will have you wishing for those wide open spaces. Every Thursday from 7 to 8, only on Wiscountry 105.5.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Plenty of clouds for your Sunday with highs topping out in the middle 30s. Light west winds developing. In the overnight, mostly cloudy skies. A little patchy fog will be possible as our lows bottom out in the mid-20s. Clouds on Monday, highs near 40. Right now, it's 31.
Hi, and welcome to the Forgotten Country Radio Show. I'm Matt Hildreth, and I'm here with Drew Morgan. Each week, we take 2 hours, and we listen to country songs that have been forgotten or maybe missed the first time around. And each week, we pick a theme. This week, the theme is heroes. So we're going to be playing country songs that celebrate heroes, and it's going to be all different kinds of heroes. Drew, what do you think makes a good country song about heroes?
Sincerity, honesty. And yeah, a good beat, man. Come on, I'm trying to dance. Nobody wants to be sad about their heroes, although sometimes you are sad about your heroes.
Yeah, absolutely. Do you have a favorite hero?
Man, I don't. I saw that you told me, like, you sent over, I'm going to ask you this question. I was like, do you mean in real life or like a character? You know what I mean? Because I really like that show, The Boys.
Yeah.
I don't know if you've been watching that. Yeah. It's kind of an anti-hero show. Yeah. I like anti-heroes.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Well, on today's show, we're going to be playing a wide range of country songs. We'll be hearing from artists like Sturgill Simpson, Waylon Jennings, Randy Travis, Charlie Crockett, Merle Haggard, Willie Nelson, Jason Isbell, The Chicks, Amanda Shires, and a whole bunch of others. And I'm excited. There are so many songs about heroes in country music. I think some of it has to, it relates back to how much country music was inspired by old westerns. Like, I think a lot of the country music that came out in the 1950s, 60s, 70s, I mean, that was also the golden era of the American Western.
Dude, I did not ever think that. That is absolutely true. I mean, that is the Western in country and Western. Every Western is a hero's tale. There's almost no Westerns that don't involve, you know, a hero.
Right.
Wow, you're real smart. Did you go to college?
Well, in my mind, there's like not that big of a difference between Johnny Cash and John Wayne. I mean, in some ways, you know, art replicates life and life replicates art, and artists play off of each other in different contexts.
Well, Johnny Cash was awesome in real life, but other than that, you know.
Yeah, maybe not so much John Wayne. I totally agree with that. But, you know, the characters that they play, I mean, I think oftentimes the Western was stealing from that John. I think the Westerns were sometimes stealing from the Johnny Cash character, like the real person, and making movies about them in a fictional context. But I see a lot of similarities there.
And I know the reverse is true, because when you look at pearl snaps, cowboy boots, spurs, et cetera, it's like, what does that got to do with hillbilly music or the blues?
Yeah.
Nothing. They're just dressing up like the people, the movie stars of the time.
Yeah. Well, I grew up right on the edge of the Midwest, you know, in Minnesota and Iowa and the West in South Dakota. And there was such a difference between Midwestern people who tended to wear trucker hats and tennis shoes, you know, when they're driving the tractor, and the ranchers and the cowboys that were wearing the cowboy hats and the button up shirts. And it seemed like, you know, with the Westerns and stuff, it all just kind of gotten thrown into one thing. And they just assumed that everybody from a small town or rural community was the same. Next up, we're going to hear Hero by Sturgill Simpson. I know, Drew, we talk about it all the time. You're a huge Sturgill Simpson fan.
Yeah, I don't really have heroes in country music because I think that's probably unhealthy since I don't know any of these people. But Sturgill is definitely somebody who would come the closest. So if we're going to talk about hero songs, we've got to play Hero by Sturgill. As I mentioned before, he is from Kentucky. He's sort of taken the music industry by storm by doing it his own way. And when they tell him to zig, he zags. When they tell him to zag, he zigs. And I think the song is one of those songs that you can cry to in front of your dad.
Yeah.
And your dad, or you're maybe your like meanest uncle, and he won't make fun of you.
Yeah. I just, you know, Sturgill Simpson does a lot of innovative and brings in a lot of different types of sounds and into his music, but he also just does really classic country better than just about anybody. And I think this is one of those. This is Hero by Sturgill Simpson.
Decided to write a song for my hero, considering he's done so much for me. He's the one that pulled me up when I fell down so low. He's the one that led me through the darkness when I could not see. Never met a man more gentle or any humbler. Never once heard him raise his voice, saw him mad. But I watched him break his back on the cold and number. Give her everything she never had. 'Cause when it all comes down to zero, there's nothing more this life could ever. Nothing more this life could ever give.
Well, Drew, this next song, I think you just have to include it in a playlist about heroes and country music. The next song that we're going to play is My Heroes Have Always Been Cowboys by Waylon Jennings.
Yeah, as we've mentioned before, a lot of these old-time country and western guys dress like cowboys from the movies, and cowboys from the movies were sort of based on old-time country songs. So there was a real mix in there, and I think it's cool that Waylon Jennings just kind of wrote a song about it.
Yeah, and I think cowboy has become synonymous with like the old West. I always think cowboy, and I think I actually associate it with driving cows and, you know, ranchers and things like that. But I think a lot of times in country music, it's more about, you know, the old stories that you hear about Jesse James and Billy the Kid and others. And I think that's probably what he's talking about here.
Well, Chris LeDoux has a cover of this song. Chris LeDoux, as far as I know, is the most real deal cowboy in country music. If it was good enough for Chris, it's good enough for me. Let's play My Heroes Have Always Been Cowboys by Waylon Jennings.
I grew up a dreaming of being a cowboy, loving the cowboy ways, pursuing the life of my high riding heroes. I burned up my childhood days. I learned all the rules of the modern day drifter. Don't you hold on to nothing too long. Just take what you need from the ladies, then leave them with the words of a sad country song. My heroes have always been cowboys, and they still are, it seems. Sadly in search of one step in back of themselves and the slow-moving dreams. Cowboys are special with their own brand of misery from being alone too long. You could die from the cold in the arms of a nightmare, knowing well your best days are gone. Picking up hookers instead of my pen, I let the words of my youth fade away. Old worn out saddles and old worn out memories, with no one and no place to stay. My heroes have always been cowboys, and they still are, it seems. Sadly in search of and one step in back of themselves and their slow moving dreams.
Next up, Drew, we have Heroes and Friends by Randy Travis. This is a great song. I think Randy Travis in the 90s was doing what we see a lot from new artists today. I mean, he was a singer, songwriter, much more connected into pop country, but I think there was just a ton of respect for what he was doing from the singers that were more famous in the 60s and 70s, in the 50s. I mean, they really embraced what he was doing in the sound that he had.
Well, and they literally did that on the song by doing guest appearances. So I think you're right. George Jones, Merle Haggard, Willie Nelson are featured on the song, and that's a reference to the title. I think he was acknowledging that he is now among his heroes and his friends. His heroes have become his friends, and they say don't meet your heroes. I've met a few heroes, quote unquote, who've disappointed me, but I got to tell you, I've gotten to meet some people in the music business who I've looked up to, and sometimes when you meet them, you're like, wow, you're better than I thought. The Drive-By Truckers come to mind, Patterson Hood, just been so helpful and kind to me. I think Randy was meeting his heroes and was pleasantly surprised.
And I think Willie Nelson, who back then was welcoming Randy Travis into the space, I think Willie Nelson still has a reputation, even so late in his career, of creating spaces for the new artists today and bringing in new artists, Margo Price and others. I can think of a bunch that have.
And I'm not saying this is why he did it. I think it was very sincere. But that's why the band stays relevant.
Right.
because he has songs with the hot new artists,
right?
And they want to do him with Willie because he's cool, man. You can't coach cool.
All right, well, here's Heroes and Friends by Randy Travis.
I ain't lived forever, but I've lived enough. And I've learned to be gentle, and I've learned to be tough. I found only two things that last till the end. One is your heroes, the other's your friends. Your heroes will help you find good in yourself. Your friends won't forsake you for somebody else. They'll both stand beside you through thick and through thin. And that's how it goes with heroes and I grew up with cowboys I watched on TV. My friends and I sometimes pretended to be. Years have gone by, but now and again, my heart rides the range with my heroes and friends. Your heroes will help you find good in yourself. Your friends won't forsake you for somebody else. They'll both stand beside you through thick and through thin. And that's how it goes with heroes and friends. And that's how it goes with heroes and friends.
All right. Well, next up, we're going to hear from Charlie Crockett, Merle Haggard, Willie Nelson, Jamie Johnson, and Billy Joe Shaver. So stick around.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Plenty of clouds for your Sunday with highs topping out in the middle 30s. Light west winds developing. In the overnight, mostly cloudy skies. A little patchy fog will be possible as our lows bottom out in the mid 20s. Clouds on Monday, highs near 40. Right now, it's 31.
Welcome back to the Forgotten Country Radio Show. I'm Matt Hildreth, and I'm here with Drew Morgan. Today's show is all about heroes, so we're playing country songs that celebrate heroes. We've been talking a lot on today's show about the connection between country songs, singing about heroes, and the great westerns of the 1950s and 60s. This next round of songs is a great example of that. We're going to be hearing next from Charlie Crockett with the song Man from Waco. I just feel like when this song came out earlier this year, it was just one of those songs that I had never heard before, but it's like you knew it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it feels familiar and comfortable. It's something we've talked about on the show before, where you do something brand new but very familiar at the same time.
Waco, Texas has always had a significant connection in country music. Obviously, Willie Nelson was from not that far away in Abbott, Texas. Also, you have Billy Joe Shaver was from the area.
One of his nicknames is the Wacko from Waco because of a tit he got in which he shot a man and was found not guilty by reason of self-defense, and he wrote a song about it, and so did Dale Watson.
Do you think that the man from Waco, I never thought about this till you mentioned it, but do you think the man from Waco is a play on that?
I've thought about that some, but no, I think it's more of a play on, there's a famous Western, the man from, it's escaping my mind. There's a famous Western called the man from, I think it's a little Arizona town. I think it's a play on that.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it really has that gunfighter ballad sound. Sometimes life and art come together like when you, like we had with Billy Joe Shaver. All right. Well, here is The Man from Waco by Charlie Crockett.
Mm-hmm.
flesh of Del Rio. It was burning in his eyes, and sleep had escaped him, too consumed by his pride, like the lonesome and high country. He was lost in a haze, and the thoughts of what he'd do if he unloaded all his rage. The man from Waco, the city was almost silent as he passed the humming signs. On the corner he heard laughter, made him afraid of what he'd find. He pushed through the door, hypnotized by a sound. Just then tears overcame him, and his heart began to drown. The man from Waco. That he shot her while the lovers were embraced, with the bullet he intended for the man who took his place. He cried through the night as he made his escape, but the rain that was falling not wash away his shame. The man from Waco, on the banks of the Brazos, where the desert willow grows, the clear shallow water just won't say all it knows. A moment burning anger can curse the living through the days. You can let that river take you, but you will never get away. The man from Waco.
All right, next up, Drew, we have The Legend of Bonnie and Clyde by Merle Haggard. Why do you feel like Bonnie and Clyde have become heroes in American culture?
I think it's because it was one of the first times we had someone blend the sort of romantic love story that a lot of people like, especially, not to do stereotypes, but a lot of women like that, with the run from the law, shoot 'em up, bang, bang action. There's something for everybody in this story.
And I think it's you mentioned this at the top of the show, but it's that anti-hero dynamic. I mean, it's that Robin Hood story of, you know, stealing from the rich, you know, sort of poor people or, you know, working class people getting their own.
Robin Hood meets Romeo and Juliet. I mean, there is truly something for everyone, unless you just hate fun.
I think that's true. All right. Here's The Legend of Bonnie and Clyde by Merle Haggard.
Bonnie was a waitress in a small cafe. Clyde Barrow was the rounder that took her away. They both robbed and killed until both of them died. So goes the legend of Bonnie and Clyde, the poems that she wrote of the life that they led, told of the lawmen left dying or dead. Some say the
game. The rampage grew wilder with each passing day. The odds growing smaller with each getaway. With the end growing closer, the harder they fought. With blood on their hands, they were bound to get caught. They drove back from town on one bright summer day, when a man they befriended stepped out in the way. With no thought of dying, they pulled to the side, but death lay there waiting for Bonnie and Clyde. 2 years of running was ended that day, for robbing and killing they both had to pay. But we'll always remember how they lived and died. So goes the legend of Bonnie and Clyde. Bonnie and Clyde. Bonnie and Clyde.
Next up, Drew, we're going to play Hero by Willie Nelson, Jamie Johnson, and Billy Joe Shaver. This is a song that was on an album. I think the album featured artists like Snoop Dogg and Kris Kristofferson, Merle Haggard, and a bunch of others. It's one of those things we've talked about this on this show and on other shows, but Willie Nelson always seems to keep himself relevant by hanging out with the cool people.
Willie Nelson is a man of the world, and for him to bring in giants like Merle Haggard and Kristofferson and mix them with Sheryl Crow and Snoop Dogg, I really don't think there's anyone else who could pull that off.
Yeah. And this song that has lyrics of, I think they go something like, where's our hero tonight? The bars are all booming and he's nowhere in sight. I think that this is a song, like, there's a few songs that I feel like Willie Nelson put out and you're like, okay, this is a tribute to Willie Nelson's life and career. And this is the last album that Willie Nelson's going to put out. And then a couple of years later, he puts out another album.
Well, it's a brilliant move. I mean, how many reunion tours and farewell tours have the Rolling Stones done? You know, it's a good move. Just be on the farewell tour the last decade of your career.
Yeah. And it helps if you live forever.
Don't stop till the wheels fall off.
All right. Well, here's Hero by Willie Nelson.
Thank you. our hero today. Can we just tag along? We'll stay out of his way. Does he still write sad songs? Can he still play? Where is our hero today?
Where is our hero tonight? The bars are all booming, and he's nowhere in sight. Wherever he is, Lord, we hope he's all right. Where is our hero tonight?
Wherever he is, Lord, we hope he's all right. But where is our hero tonight?
All right, next up, we're going to hear from Holly Dunn, Town Mountain, as well as a band called Shovels and Rope with Shaky Graves. Stick around.
Here's what's happening on 105.5 FM.
Our House is live in concert at the McMillan Library Fine Arts Center on February 8th from 7 to 9 p.m. Our House is a Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young tribute band committed to igniting the spirit and legacy of one of music's most emblematic ensembles. With precise musical craftsmanship and a heartfelt embrace of CSNY's storytelling ethos, their aim is to celebrate and uphold the music that resonated through their work. That's Thursday, February 8th from 7 to 9 p.m. at the McMillan Library Fine Arts Center. If it's happening in the heart of Wisconsin, it's on 105.5 FM.
Welcome back to the Forgotten Country Radio Show. I'm Matt Hildreth, and I'm here with Drew Morgan. Today's show is all about heroes. On our next run of country songs, we're going to hear from artists like Holly Dunn, Town Mountain, Shovels and Rope, in a collaboration with Shaky Graves. Next up, we're going to talk, though, about Daddy's Hands by Holly Dunn, which is a song that I think a lot of people know from the 80s. It was released back in 1986. And this was a song that I think, you know, got a lot of play on radio and is seen still as part of that that classic, it's part of the classic collection of music that I think people still hear today.
Also, I think it's a classic country move to call your father or your mother your hero.
Yeah,
I think there's something very sweet about that. I think there's something very sincere about it. Obviously, we can write a song about dads being heroes and sell a bunch of records if we do a good job of it. But that's because a lot of people do actually feel that way. And I also think there's something about as you grow older, and you look back and you realize how heroic your parents were. Maybe when you're young, you're just incapable of understanding how hard they worked because you haven't done it yet.
Yeah. And Holly Dunn's an interesting artist because, you know, early in her career back in the mid 80s, I mean, she was seen as one of the most, you know, prominent or promising country artists of the time. And I just don't think it ever really materialized like people were expecting.
Well, that's probably because she had a wife and there was a lot of people in Nashville at that time who didn't want to, who were afraid that that would get out because Holly was refusing to hide it.
She might be not one of the first, victims of cancel culture, but definitely one from the 90s that I think a lot of people have missed. A lot of people didn't realize that she had a wife until she passed away, and the New York Times obituary mentioned that she had a wife. I think that was one of the only times that publicly I think she was allowed to talk about it, but it's definitely one of those sad stories, and I just think of all the music that was missed by artists like Holly Dunn. All right, well, here's Daddy's Hands by Holly Dunn. All right, Drew, next up we have a song that many people might not know. The song is Unsung Heroes by Town Mountain. Town Mountain's a band that's been around for a while. They're contemporary. They're out there playing, you know, these days. They're very popular on the Appalachia Festival or Appalachia Music Festival circuit. Are they a band that you're familiar with?
Oh, yeah. I mean, this is blending the worlds of country, hillbilly, and hippie, and bluegrass, and psychedelic, and all those things that me and my wife are into. So Town Mountain, like you said, they've been around a while, and you know, they're a fun band.
Yeah, and I think that it's I just think that they're one of those bands that if they were just, I don't know, given more of a mainstream platform, they just would have such a mass appeal, because I think they really tap into something that a lot of people feel. There's a lot of people that are just kind of tired of the same old country that is played on most stations. And are looking for new takes on and different things within the tradition of country music. And I think there's somebody that is doing new and interesting stuff while also maintaining a proud tradition. Well, here's Unsung Heroes by Town Mountain.
Up next, we have Unknown Legend by Shovels and Rope and Shaky Graves. Unknown Legend is a Neil Young song, which, you know, outside of maybe Lynyrd Skynyrd fans, I think most of us would acknowledge is one of the best songwriters of all time. I love this song. I love this band. Full disclosure, Shovels and Rope are friends of mine. I've never met Shaky Graves, but they're dope too. I like when people sort of do an old classic rock and change the genre up, make it a little more country or Americana.
I agree. And, you know, for me, Neil Young is from Winnipeg and from Manitoba. And, you know, really, that's Great Plains. I mean, in a lot of ways, there's a lot of the themes, and we see this with Coulter Walls too, where you have a lot of the same themes that we see in, you know, rural life in America, but also playing out in the same way, just a little bit further north in Canada. And I think the more that I understand places like where I'm from and songs, frankly, from Minnesota and songs from the Great Plains, the more Neil Young makes sense to me. For example, Prairie Wind is an album and a song from Neil Young that is just like, it makes sense that it comes from a place like the Great Plains.
Yeah. And I think that Shovels and Rope, having sort of a folk country rock background, they got together in South Carolina and Charleston. It makes sense that they're drawing from all these different places that they would end up covering someone like Neil Young too. All right, well, here is Unknown Legend by Shovels and Rope and Shaky Graves.
Somewhere on the desert highway, she rides a Harley Davidson.
Up next, we have Dress Blues, Middle of the Heart, and Traveling Soldier by Jason Isbell, Adeem the Artist, and the Chicks, respectively. So hang around. It's going to be great.
Hi, this is Matt Hildreth. Join me and Drew Morgan Saturdays at 1 p.m. to hear your favorite forgotten country songs from Johnny Cash to Casey Musgraves right here on WIRI 105.5 WisCountry.
CBS News Special Report. There's been an attack on American service members in the Middle East.
President Biden, in a statement, blamed Iran-backed militant groups for killing three U.S. service members last night and injuring 25 more in an unarmed drone attack in northeast Jordan near the Syria border.
CBS's Bo Erickson.
The president also vowed to hold all those responsible to account at a time and a manner of our choosing.
The president also said in the statement the service members embody the very best of our nation, risking their own safety for the safety of their fellow Americans. CBS's David Barton on what could happen next.
We're right at the edge now where these three American servicemen have been killed, where the next step could result in a real escalation.
A U.S. official tells Reuters service members are being evaluated for possible traumatic brain injuries. CBS News Special Report. I'm Wendy Gillette.
I'm the PA voice you hear at hockey games here for WisCountry 105.5 WIRI to keep you fresh for your Wisconsin Rapids River Kings with some hockeyology. For example, sweater,
a hockey jersey,
apple,
an assist,
celly,
celebration following a goal,
and hoser,
a trash talk term for loser.
Support your River Kings as they build hockey up and down the river.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Plenty of clouds for your Sunday with highs topping out in the middle 30s. Light west winds developing. In the overnight, mostly cloudy skies. A little patchy fog will be possible as our lows bottom out in the mid-20s. Clouds on Monday, highs near 40. It's 33 at our studios.
Welcome back to the Forgotten Country Radio Show. I'm Matt Hildreth, and I'm here with Drew Morgan. Today's show is all about heroes. Drew, obviously, you can't have a show about heroes without talking about members of our military. I think that country songs and the military have a real strong tradition. But sometimes, at least for me, growing up in a small town, sometimes I feel like the country songs about the military are almost unrecognizable. And so for today's show, we're really trying to pick songs that reflect a more authentic connection that rural America has with the military.
Yeah, I think that growing up in rural America, there was sort of a sense that you definitely respected the troops. You definitely thanked the troops. You definitely felt that what they did was a great sacrifice. But you also recognize that something happened to them, that if we're going to talk about troops as if they're heroes, we're going to recognize the toll that it took on them and their families. And, you know, that's just an honest take. That's just being sincere about what war in the military is and the effects it does have on folks.
Absolutely. And I think that toll is felt more in small towns and rural communities than anywhere else. I mean, it's something like 40% of U.S. military recruits come from rural areas. You know, and that's only 20% of the United States population is rural. So rural places are sending a lot of people into the military. And a lot of times the communities that, you know, are experiencing the toughest times, oftentimes those communities are sending the most people to the military. And I think that's where you have that really strong connection and respect for the troops, along with the recognition that, you know, this is putting a heavy burden on families and communities that are losing people during times of war.
Yeah. I mean, I remember the recruiter coming to my high school, you know, and saying it point blank to folks, you want to get out of this town? You want to see the world? Sign up right here on this line, boys. There's a great James McMurtry line in a song that's not really about heroes. We're not going to feature it today, but the line says, the country boys will do the fighting, because that's all us country boys can do. And it's not, it doesn't mean to imply that country boys can't do anything else. It's mean to imply that's all they'll let us do. And, you know, it really hits home.
And I think this next song that we're going to play, which is Dress Blues by Jason Isbell, is a great example of that. I mean, you know, this is a song that Jason Isbell wrote about a community member, a person that went to his high school, a local football star who died in Iraq. And I think the way that he captures this story, I mean, it's a story that could have only been captured by somebody from these communities that are sacrificing so much.
100%.
All right. Well, here's Dress Blues by Jason Isbell.
What can you see from your window? I can't see anything from mine. Flags on the side of the highway and scripture on grocery store signs. Maybe 18 was too early. Maybe 30 or 40 is too. You get your chance to make peace with the man before he sent down his angel.
Matt up next, we have a great young talent on the country music scene and a buddy of mine in Adeem the Artist. Adeem kind of exploded onto the scene with their last album, their second album, and on that album was a song that really blew up called